Hi, everyone. Jennifer Hancock from Humanist Learning Systems here. Today, I want to share a personal story, and I don't do that too often, although my son says I should because I have some really interesting things that have happened to me over the years. But the reason I am is because yesterday I was asked by a reporter to provide information on how to deal with a toxic workplace culture. And they were very specific in some of their questions and asked me to go into detail on some things. And one of the stories that I shared with them was a personal story about, you know, how I have personally dealt with successfully eliminating a toxic work environment and replacing it with a very positive work environment. And it's doable. I've done it in very difficult situations, done it. Right? It's one of the reasons I teach the things that I do. It's one of the reasons why I have courses on how to stop harassment and retaliation in the workplace using behavioral science, how to deal with conflict in the workplace when the problem isn't conflict, but it's bullying, things like that. I teach that because I've done it. Not only do I have the science knowledge on how to make it stop, I've actually done it. So let me share the story that I shared with the reporter. When I was younger, one of my first jobs out of college was to be the director of volunteer services for a nonprofit organization. And I was hired in specifically to fix a toxic volunteer culture. We had 10 volunteers. They were thinking their job was to spy on staff. The result was staff didn't want to have anything to do with them and things weren't working. And I was hired to fix that. And I did. I wrote job descriptions. I retrained all the volunteers, oriented them to the new roles we wanted them to fill, which did not involve spying on staff, and recruited in employees to partner with these volunteers and to get them up and running so that they would be productive. Now, 9 out of the 10 volunteers were very excited that all this went on because they had volunteered to help. But we had one who didn't like it at all. And she launched, I had apparently taken away her power to manage the volunteer program, and she didn't think we could survive without her because everything went through her. And she no longer had that power because I was in charge of it. I was a staff person. I was now in charge of writing the job descriptions, assigning work roles, getting people trained, things like that. And I did a great job. We went from having 10 volunteers doing nothing that was helpful to 200 volunteers donating 20,000 hours a year, which is the equivalent of 10 full-time employees. And we reduced our accident rate to the point that we got a refund from our insurance company. Right? So I did a good job. But this woman attacked me. And she didn't just attack me. She used my other colleagues in the organization to attack me. So what I want to talk about is what that attack looks like. Because in order to stand up and do the right thing and not allow toxic people to dictate what goes on in an organization, they are going to retaliate to try and get their control back when they are denied that control. And I wanted to talk about what that retaliation looks like in real life so you understand that, A, you can get through this. It won't be as bad as you think it is, even if it's pretty bad. But also to kind of have a conversation about this, because the attacks that were levied against me were specific to me because I am a female. And those attacks came from other females. They did not come from the men in the organization. The men in my organization were not sexist at all. But the women sure as heck tried to police me. And they failed. And the reason they failed is because I'm a professional person. I was doing my job and I was doing a good job at it. I didn't win by fighting them. And in fact, I became friends with many of them. I won, if you can call it that, by just being a good, honest, ethical person who did her job well. But part of that job meant not allowing toxicity to dictate relationships with anybody. So what kind of attacks was I subjected to? Well, my sexual morals were called into question. I was a young female just out of college, and all my other female colleagues were middle-aged older women. My clothing choices were called into question. And all of these things were ridiculous. Now, at some point, as I was going through, you know, it took 6 months. We gave all the volunteers 6 months to kind of get on the new program. All of them did except for one. And then when it became clear she wouldn't do what we needed her to do and work within the program that we had established, we fired her. And yes, you can fire volunteers. That's when the blowback campaign occurred. Like, she had been spreading rumors about me already, but the rumors kind of ramped up into high gear, and her audience were my female colleagues who she had worked with in the past. Now, let me just say that I would not have gone through this had I not had the support of my managers and the executive director. If I didn't have their support, I would have said this is not worth it. It really was that bad. It was emotionally draining to go through this. Not going to pretend it was easy. All right. It was difficult, but I had the support of colleagues, not just, you know, three colleagues out of the entire organization were spreading rumors. Everybody else had my back. And when I expressed like concern that I don't need this, I can go get another job, why am I putting up with this? They all begged me to stay and said, things are so much better now that you're here. We need you to stay. We need you to put up with this until it ends and get through this. Right. And I didn't just hear that from the executive director and my bosses. I heard it from the president of the board, and I heard it from my other colleagues. And so I stuck through it. So what were these allegations? Well, apparently I hit on the son of a donor, which did not happen. He hit on me. I turned him down. And then he sent his mother into my office during work hours to ask me out on her son's behalf, which I told her the same thing I told her son. I'm involved with someone. I'm not, you know, he seems nice. Like, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I'm taken. Right. Somehow that turned into I was hitting on donor sons, which I don't even know why that would be a bad thing, even if I had done it. But the mother certainly wasn't mad at me. She wanted me to date her son. And like, seriously, that's a little weird. Who sends their mom in to ask a girl out? I don't know. Apparently rich people do. Rich people who don't mind their sons marrying or dating a non-society woman. All right. So these are the sorts of things. They were like the complete opposite of reality that I was being subjected to, and my morality and my honesty was being called into question by people who had the story 100% wrong. They also claimed that I wore something inappropriate to a cocktail party. My mother, who tells me not to wear that, it's see-through, bought me this dress for this cocktail party. There's no way it was inappropriate. And when I asked my male boss, like, do you remember what I was wearing that night? Because he was there. He goes, no. I'm like, then it must not have been that suggestive. Right. So these were just made up allegations to call into question my moral character as a professional individual. And women get this all the time. Like, if you're a guy watching this, understand that these sorts of attacks are common and that you should not buy into them. Everybody you know has a story. Everybody you know has experienced things. And what you're being told that experience is probably not what the real experience is. Right? Especially when you're being told bad stuff about someone else. The person telling you that probably doesn't know the truth. So don't buy into that. Can you get through this? Absolutely. You know, here I am. I'm still a professional woman. So how did I do it? That's like the main question. How did I withstand these attacks? And with my integrity and my reputation intact. And my reputation was intact. I got through it just fine. Around the time that my the executive director was like literally the day the executive director was going to be fired by the board for lack of fundraising, the chair of the board of directors called me to tell me it was about to happen and that there were probably going to be rumors going around about me and that I had the full confidence of the board. That's crazy. That is a level of crazy, like, that is just really crazy. It's really crazy. Right? I'm not someone who should have had that much interaction with the board to begin with, but I had their full confidence. Right? So how did I do that? In the face of what the board knew was unfair attacks against me. I didn't fight any of this. I didn't fight. I just was a good, honest, ethical person. That's what I did. I took care of my business. I didn't badmouth anybody. I still wouldn't. The women who participated in this, I actually think are fundamentally good people. I don't harbor any ill will towards them at all because they were being lied to by someone that they trusted. All right. And like I said, I ended up being friends with a lot of these women once the lies stopped. So just be a good person. Focus on collaborative problem solving. Don't get bogged down in the fighting. If you're being attacked, there's nothing that says you have to fight back. Now, you do need support, but you don't get that support by fighting. You get that support by being a good, honest, ethical person. And what's happening in a toxic work environment is everybody knows it's a toxic work environment. And if someone's standing up against the toxicity, everybody else sees that. And they're really glad you're doing it. And you don't have to fight the people who are not behaving ideally. You just have to say, that's not okay. We're going to do it a different way. In exactly that tone of voice. That's not okay. We're going to do things differently now. And you can either do things differently with us or leave. Like, that's also an option. That's how I did it. And that's what I teach. I teach both the behavioral science and I teach the philosophic mindset that allows you to actually do this with your reputation intact for yourself and for other people. So I have been attacked at various times in my life. And it doesn't bother me, mostly because I've been through it before and got through it fine, but also because I understand that these attacks are coming from people who are afraid of the changes that whatever it is I'm doing are bringing, and they don't know if they're going to be good changes or bad things. And so they're anxious, and that's fine. Most people, like I said, the overwhelming majority of people become allies once they realize what's going on. And some of the people that are the most resistant to these changes become your biggest supporters when they finally get to the point where they embrace it. But that's only if you are A, doing really good work, and B, are a really ethical person, fundamentally, foundationally good ethical person, with whatever that means to you. That's how you withstand this. That's how you bring people from enemies into allies. Yes, it's doable. Yes, I've done it. Is it doable in all cases? Absolutely not. But for 9 times out of 10, it's going to work. All right. And for the ones that don't, your character is what is going to get you through to the other side. Okay. So if you want to learn more, like I said, I have a whole online learning company where I teach the humanistic philosophy and the behavioral science part that allows you to do this and to get through these situations and most importantly, make things better. I would not have gone through all the trouble and the things that I went through had I not been focused on helping other people. I did not go through all of that to benefit myself. I did it because other people needed me to do this so that they could thrive. That was my motivation. And that's where the humanism comes in. It's not about the self, although the self is important, but it's about helping other people, just fundamentally being focused on that. All right. So I do hope to see you online. And, you know, if you're struggling with some of these issues, definitely come check me out. My courses are online. They're not expensive. they're short or long. You know, I have bundled classes and I have like individual classes, whatever you need, glad to help.